Coach. Again, a great effort by your team tonight. A good goaltending matchup. Dieters looked pretty solid between the pipes all night tonight, and he can't blame her for that goal that was given up.
Oh, absolutely not. I thought Erin, had an outstanding game for us. She certainly looked very, very sharp. Made some nice stops for us. But on the other end, we just couldn't get anything past her. And, unfortunately, they were able to make a play, and we didn't. And, the frustrating thing is it's now four games that we played. The last four, we scored one goal. And, that's, like I told the girls, you can say puck luck, bad bounces, whatever. But, the harder to work, the luckier you get. And that's the bottom line is that we need to work harder. I thought sometimes we enter the zone maybe a little bit, three players on the perimeter, nobody driving the net, too many one and duns in terms we get the puck in the zone and we turn it over and out they'd come. We certainly had some great chances. I remember down here in this end, Citro, rebound play, a great play by Tugi, and Citro's right there and she just robbed her, you got to tip your hat to her. She made a lot of big saves for him.
Your power play definitely needs to get something going. I know they've had a bit of a drought. Alexis's goal that came against Ohio State was the first one in 10 chances. Now you've got three more chances and have been shut down. What's it going to take to get those extra attacker goals?
Well, again, we talk about trying to take her eyes away. The power play, a lot of times it's a matter of moving her feet instead of standing still. We feel we have the personnel out there. It's just a matter of sometimes all it takes is one and you get two, three. But, you're going to go through stretches like that, and we just got to keep working hard. We got to keep, I thought there was chances we passed up opportunities to get the puck to the net, making one more pass. And again, against a good goalie like this, we need to just get pucks to the net and go hard to the net, see if we can't kick one in.
On the defensive side of the game tonight, your team looked pretty solid. The person that I really noticed, besides even Abilich, of course, you expect her to have a good game, but Emma Terrace really looked good out there tonight, and she came up with some big plays that kept them from scoring even more goals.
She did. I thought Emma was real solid, and I thought all of her defense did a nice job. In terms of the overall performance tonight, I thought we certainly gave ourselves a chance, it's just frustrating when you don't get rewarded with pucks going in the net, but, that's the game, and we talked about that. We can't get frustrated. We can't start squeezing our sticks. We just got to continue to play hard and see if we can't get a bounce or two tomorrow. But it's a bottom line is your effort. You got to keep working hard. And certainly we had chances tonight. We had an opportunity. It wasn't like we were not in this game. I thought we certainly had probably more grade A chances. We just not having any puck luck, not getting any pucks past their goalie.
Those kind of games are tough, but again, the Beavers are so resilient. I expect good things tomorrow from your team. Quick turnaround. With that quick turnaround, how do you prepare your team?
Well, tomorrow's going to be a good test. We talked about, hey, we just got to, short memories, and tomorrow's another opportunity. We got to get back to the hotel, get a good night's sleep, and be ready. Tomorrow's a real big game for us. We got to come out And again, same kind of effort. We can't have an effort, can't have a game where we're lackadaisical. We got to get out there and play Beaver hockey.
Coach, thanks so much for your time. Good luck
tomorrow.
Thanks,
Kelly. You bet.
Talk to you in the pregame show.